Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and before I start this episode, I just want to apologize for my voice. I've been really sick. You'll probably notice the audio quality in the previous episode wasn't too good because it was a fairly old episode, and when I was editing it, I had like blocked ears and stuff like that. So hopefully it wasn't too bad. But yeah, sorry about the voice, but I basically have some queued up, but I want to get this new one out because it's pretty important. I think it's something you need to know about. And that tool is Yarn. So I'll be talking about Yarn and some of the things about it that I don't think have been discussed too much or haven't been discussed at all. And essentially, it's a package manager for your front-end workflow. So where you'd be normally using NPM, you're going to be using Yarn instead, sort of. This is where there's a kind of like a caveat with it. But essentially, it's a really nice dependency manager, and it's something you must use. I'm going to start off the episode before now. If you stop listening now, go and install it and use that from now on. That's kind of the TLDR, fantastic tool. If you want to know some more information, stick around because there's a lot there. So essentially, Facebook announced Yarn. It's a collaboration with Exponent, Google, and Tilda. And yes, it's another dependency manager, very much in the same kind of setup as like Bundler and Cargo, and even NPM itself, but more so like Bundler and Cargo, where it creates like a lock file of the various dependencies. And that's not just for the top level packages, but for the packages within those packages that they depend on. So what I'm going to go through is some of the top headlining features, then break it down to the more the granular parts of the features, because there's some interesting stuff that's built in there, as well as, you know, just the general things about it. And I'm going to give some thoughts on essentially what, just some things that I don't think have been discussed too much, and it's worth noting in just my general thoughts. All right, so the first one is it's fast. So Yarn caches every package it downloads, so you never have to do it again. Really, really handy, this one, because so many times when you have to install something and do it again, or sometimes you might wipe away your node modules folder. I know there's times when I've just had to do that just to fix a weird issue. This makes it a lot quicker because it really does chew up your time, especially if you've got a lot of packages in your project. It also parallelizes those operations to maximize resource utilization. So install times are faster than ever. And I mean, the speed increase is insane, absolutely insane. Like if you're doing a general React project using Yarn, it goes from something like, it might be like a minute down to like 5 seconds. It's huge, huge difference there. Now the next is it's reliable. So using a detailed but concise lock file format and a deterministic algorithm for installs, Yarn is able to guarantee that an install that worked on one system will work exactly the same on any other system. And that's because of that lock file format. We know these kind of things from Bundler, so nice there. And the final headline feature is it's secure. So Yarn uses checksums to verify the integrity of every installed package before its code is executed. This is something every package manager really should do. There's been a lot of security issues and things that have come up in the past because of checks like this that weren't there. And it's also just a general good practice. I don't know if it's a best practice, but it's definitely a good practice to verify checksums there. All right, so getting down to the nitty-gritty features here. Offline mode, so if you've installed a package before, you can install it again without any internet connection. That's that caching. Deterministic, the same dependencies will install the exact same way across every single machine, regardless of install order. Network performance, Yarn efficiently queues up requests and avoids request waterfalls in order to maximize network utilization. Again, this is basically doing things in parallel. We all know about asynchronous work and stuff like that. It's kind of got that in it. Multiple registries. Now, this one, I don't think it's been pushed as much, but you can install any package from either NPM or Bower and keep your package workflow the same. So there's nothing that you have to kind of change there. It kind of doesn't get in the way. It's nice there. And that's one thing I've always talked about tools, is to make sure they don't get in the way. It's really important. The next one I think is pretty massive is network resilience. A single request failing won't cause an install to fail. Requests are retried upon failure. This is huge because sometimes you might have like an intermittent network issue, or there's some little hiccup that goes on, and you can run an NPM install or NPMI and it'll fail, and you're like, what's going on? There must be something wrong. And you can dig around and you just try and install again and it just works. So it's nice it's got that in there. The next is flat mode, so resolve matching versions of dependencies to a single version to avoid creating duplicates. Really nice there. That one's definitely quite a handy one to have in there. More emojis. Now, I'm just going to preface this with, if you're working with any projects that don't use emojis, then why use them at all? But it's nice. It just kind of breaks things up a bit there, and it is nice to see some emojis in there because it's kind of a staple these days. So ability to restrict licenses of installed modules and a means for outputting license information. This one is pretty massive of two and four projects. I'd check out the episode with Andrew Nesbitt where I spoke about Dependency CI, one of the tools he has or services he has, and really, really important license stuff there. So check out that episode for more information about licenses and your projects. Really important. It's great to see that one's been in there. So exposes a stable public JS API with logging abstracted for consumption via build tools. This is something really important as well. I think can be super useful, especially even in your CI level or anything like that, local development, stuff like that. Nice to see that in there. Now, last but not least is readable, minimal, very nice looking CLI output. Having a CLI tool is great, but if the output that you get from it isn't nice, it's you're not really going to pay attention to it. So this is really makes it really simple and easy to read and to follow along. So installing it, really simple. They've covered all the bases here. Mac OS, you can curl an address and it will essentially install everything for you via a shell or bash script, or you can just add it via a couple commands by cloning it down, doing a couple moves. The next is Windows. You can install it via an installer. Linux, you got apt and yum, and you can also curl it down. And there's also just straight up via npm. So npm, just npm install globally yarn, off you go. There's a lot of ways for you to install it one way or the other. I've installed it via npm personally. Works fine, works exactly as expected. Now you might be thinking, all right, cool, so there's a new dependency tool. I've got to learn all these new things. Well, yarn actually pretty much mimics the npm commands, so yarn init instead of npm init, etc. So they've got other commands, you know, so yarn add, and you can do a package after that, or you can do a package and then at symbol in the version, or the package at symbol and then a tag. So it's really nice, all that kind of stuff, all the general flow of upgrading or removing. So yarn upgrade, yarn remove, yarn or yarn install to install all dependencies from your lock file and your package JSON, all that kind of stuff. Also to note, you can publish too, so yarn publish, and it'll publish to the npm registry. And of course, it's got your flags for like dev dependencies, so you know, tac tac dev or dash dash dev when you do your yarn add. Nice stuff there. So just some general notes and things like that. So it generates a yarn.lock file, which you shouldn't be editing, you shouldn't touch, but it's really important that you put that in your version control system, Git, SVN, whatever. Really, really important, that one, because basically if you don't use that in your version control system, it's not going to be the same across systems. So before I finish off and give a summary, I just want to give my thoughts. There's been a lot of talk like that NPM is kind of going to die because of yarn, and it's not quite the case. There's a few things. It uses npm's package JSON and stuff in the background, so it still actually needs npm in a way, and it's just going to be a lot handier still having that there. But in saying that, because it does sit on top of potentially multiple providers, the problems that there have been with npm, it means that if you're using yarn, even though it's another tool and it's, you know, another dependency on your system, this is something that means that if npm goes away or if something else becomes a successor, the move will essentially be transparent, because all you need to do is update your yarn package or your install of it, and you'll be able to essentially just move without even touching anything, essentially. So that's kind of nice, because there has been a lot of things going around with npm, and it's nice that there is that potential option out there as well, having this one tool that can manage kind of all these things. The other thing, though, that brings up concerns, like, why wasn't this kind of pushed to be improved in npm itself? Why couldn't we have all these speed improvements and the checksums and stuff be contributed back to npm? Now, let that one sit with you for a little bit there. Really interesting thoughts that why that wasn't contributed back. Facebook does have a blog post that explains a bunch of reasonings and things, but I'd love to know what your thoughts are in regards to that. So just to summarize, it's fast, it's reliable, and it's a very secure dependency management tool. So, you know, caching all the downloads so you don't have to download again or parallelized. Uses checksums for that security, and it's super reliable thanks to the lock file format, so you should get more consistent installs or 100% the same installs if it does what it says. I haven't really used it a whole bunch, just in testing. But I'd love to know your thoughts on it. Are you using Yarn? Have you found it a transparent upgrade? What are your general thoughts? I'd love to know. Send through a tweet to @CodyCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to codycatchup@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on codycatchup.com for this episode. That's essentially it, but if you do have a spare few moments, I'd love it if you could give a rating and review on iTunes, subscribe, anything like that. I'd really appreciate it. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.